Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Love can be the most wonderful, heart-opening, and nourishing wonder that gives the touch of magic to our experience called life. Love, however, can also be the most devastating and challenging obstacle that can break your heart into a thousand pieces. One of the reasons why it is so hard is that love is often mistaken for a dependency or can even be an addiction. Learning love is like any other discipline. If you want to be good at it, you have to master it. And that is what you learn in this show. Welcome to Addicted to Love. Hi, everyone. I hope you're doing really, really well. First of all, I just wanted to say that I know you had to wait for quite a while for a new episode, and I'm sorry for that. The point is that my coaching practice has increased in demand quite amazingly, and I was very focused on providing one-on-one support for couples and individuals who wanted to work on their issues with a more personal approach. So naturally, other things needed to wait for a little bit, and I'm learning how to juggle even more things at the same time. First and foremost, however, my goal is to always provide you with the best and most authentic content I can create. And that means quality over quantity for me. So forgive me if I need time to give birth to new episodes. So many of you shared with me how my own process of recovery, the authenticity and vulnerability of my sharings, is what helps you to open up as well. And for this reason, I'm trying to design my episodes based on my or my clients' real life experiences, because I believe that this will allow me to add most value for you. Now, I also want to say thank you to all of you who have been emailing me with your words of appreciation or your questions. It is really wonderful to know that my podcast provides you not only with insight, but also comfort, as I know that that is what we often need when we are going through rough times. So please reach out if ever you have a question or simply want to share how the podcast is helping you. If you have any idea about what I could be talking about, I also want to know. Today, I want to talk about a very important phase that you will enter after you realized that the way you used to relate is something you no longer want to invite into your life. It's after you clearly declared what it is that you will no longer accept when meeting someone new. It's after the moment you decided to step up your self-love game, where you will stick to the promises you made to yourself. It's also after promising yourself that the next time you will not go for the breadcrumbs, but instead wait for the tasty, freshly baked, still warm chocolate croissant that will be so worth the wait. By the way, I hope you stick around to the end of this episode, as I'll be sharing a couple of questions I'd like to inspire you with when you're seeing someone new that can help you determine if this is going somewhere good. For me, that meant that whenever I meet someone new, I will be super alert to not miss the moments when red flags present themselves. I also won't stick around if I start to feel the same miserable feelings combined with endless and hopeless discussions that lead nowhere, especially when any of that presents itself in the beginning. Let's say the first 3 months of dating, when you're only getting to know someone, where you are still trying to understand whether you and that person could be a really good fit. And this phase is called the no thank you phase. And that phase will likely last for a little while. As recovering love addicts or people who used to engage in unhealthy relationship patterns, we have said yes way too many times, disregarding the fact that we said yes, even if it did not really align with how we truly felt. We said yes because we were not ready to lose the thing we were saying yes to. This, however, puts us into trouble for quite a bit, because saying yes out of fear never does anything good. Now it's time to practice saying no. And this phase really is the universe's invitation to practice your no thank you muscle. You need that muscle to be strong because saying no is one of the most important things in life. If we do not own our no, we're constantly crossing our boundaries. We're inviting things into our life that does not make us feel good. And it keeps us in the fear that makes us say yes in the first place. Let me share with you my recent experience so I can illustrate it a little better. At this point in my life, I am very aware that if I was to enter into a new relationship again, it would have to be with someone really great. A new relationship for me should feel safe, without major drama, where deep intimacy and openness can carry me and my partner through the tough times. I also know that the beginning of meeting someone new is the most important phase. It's where I either will be screwing up and invite myself on another journey of many lost years in a relationship with someone I'm in for the wrong reason, or I am truly listening to my gut and my heart, and I lay the foundation for something amazing. The beginning is where you are setting yourself up for failure or for success. So the past 8 weeks, I've been dating a guy whom I felt wonderful with at the very beginning. I did realize quickly, though, that I do not wish to be in a relationship with him. And I said this to him straight away. But I also said to him that it is wonderful to spend time with him. And if that was something he enjoyed as well, we could keep seeing each other for a little while to maybe give each other some things that would feel good for the both of us. In a sense, it is a practice to open the heart without attaching to an idea of a relationship. And I think there's value in this practice where you let someone in without having to go much further, attach any labels, or engage into the fantasy of hopefully getting together at some point. For the past couple of weeks, however, I could see how drama presented itself again and how I started to see red flags pretty quickly. The first one, I kind of ignored, but the second one, I took pretty seriously. The emotional drama, the ups and downs, and the way too many unfruitful discussions started to take too much energy from both my body and my mind. So after 8 weeks, I told him that I no longer want to continue to relate with him in the way we did. And it was hard. It was hard because aside from the drama and the feeling of, this isn't going anywhere, stop losing time, he had the biggest heart. This guy had the sweetest love to give. He felt safe. He was attractive, attentive. He always called back, never played games, and was super sweet, loving, and caring. And that to me was just fascinating because I no longer attracted an avoidant one. And that was a first. You know what's so interesting about that? My last date was still an avoidant one, and I said no to him pretty quickly too. And then the next guy I meet is no longer an avoidant one. Do you see what my no brought me? That was a very good sign for me. I actually attracted one who felt safe after years and years of avoidant men. Do you get that? Once you have the courage to say no to what no longer serves you, you might be tested maybe one more time, but if you stick with your no, you will be rewarded. And this is so powerful. I really, really enjoyed his beautiful heart, his kisses, his hugs, the way we made love. And he honestly filled up my empty batteries for quite a bit. And I am really grateful for that. Unfortunately, next to his sweetest love, some other things went bad pretty soon. When we started arguing so early, my red flags went off like big alarm bells. And this time I listened again and I said no again, remembering what I truly want. There is just no way that I would ever ignore my own instincts again. No matter how sweet the taste, no matter how delicious the touches, the kisses, and the making love feels. Because your no is powerful beyond belief. I know it is challenging not only to truly know what we want, but then to unapologetically ask for that without lowering our standards or fall victim to tempting fantasies is where real strength comes in. Because your no's in the times after waking up is your big, fat yes to yourself. And it's not an easy phase because as a recovering love addict, we crave and have been void of real love and attention probably for years, especially after realizing how much we actually are in the need of real, healthy, mature love. And yet we have to wait for it even longer. And that can give you a sensation of starvation, emotional starvation. I felt like that many times. And yet, this is the most important moment there is. What you do in the beginning of meeting someone new will determine your future happiness like nothing else. And you will be tested. You made a declaration of self-love and respect to yourself. And in this, you will be tested, probably more than once. Even if you love parts about that new person, even if the feelings you're experiencing are beautiful, even if you are spending nights awake making love with each other and you're enjoying the touches, kisses, and cuddles, but deep down, you know that something is off, that similar dynamics start to play, get away from the situation and move on. It's time to say no, thank you, next. But I want to also tell you what is so hard about saying no and what will happen after you do say no so you are prepared. Unfortunately, every no, no matter how true that no is, also has consequences for you. Because just because you say no to someone doesn't mean that you won't miss the person or what you had together. You will miss the good moments and feelings. When two people melt and that melting ends, there will be a void, and that void needs to be felt and integrated. So it's not only hard to speak your no, but then to deal with the consequences of your no can be just as challenging. After all, you will be alone again, without the opportunity that comes with meeting a new person where everything is still open and possible. So be ready for the consequences of your no. Keep feeling what it means for you. No need to act on it. Just feel that void, the hopelessness, the emptiness, the starvation, and find a friend with whom you can share how starved you feel, how hopeless you feel, and ask them to hold you. Ask them to hold you so you can cry in their arms. Here's what happens if you do not say no to something you actually should be saying no to. You are taking away a chance for growth and healing. Not just from yourself, but also from the person you're depriving of your no. Because if you speak your truth and you say no to someone, it will inevitably have a powerful impact on themselves because the truth works wonders. When I said no to him, he went into some form of rebellion for a little while, and it took him a bit of time to accept my no and not fight it. However, I kept strong in it. Even if he acted out due to not wanting to feel the hurt, I stayed strong in my truth and, you know, strong and loving. You don't have to be mean when you talk in your truth. You can be in your heart and clear. So after a little while, he could land in his heart and feel the hurt, but also feel the beauty of my truth because my truth had a message for him as well. And that message will be enlightening for the person you're saying no to. I can guarantee you that. You are creating imprints that are of tremendous value for yourself and that person. Truth is a miracle worker, always. Another important aspect is that maybe you will manage to say no, but you might get weak depending on what happens after your no. Maybe it is hard to deal with the consequences of your no, or the other person, for selfish reasons, will try to test how strong your no really is. Here's what I want you to be aware of. If you do not stick to your no, it loses its power of transformation. It will taint the truth, and a tainted truth will never work miracles. So be mindful about the strength. So be mindful about the strength and the impact of your no. And the last difficult thing about saying no is to actually do it. I hear so many people telling me, I want to, but I just never seem to really be able in the moment. I hear you. That's mostly when there is too much at risk, when there is even a possible threat. the threat of losing something, for example. And then we either cope with fight, flight, or freeze, because that happens in the brainstem. And when the brainstem is involved, it is involuntary, because your brain will do everything to protect you. There you find yourself feeling the no in your body, but the words are not coming out of your mouth. And then that feeling of, I did not align with my truth today, will stick with you. So what can you do then? That's when I advise to correct the action. Just because you did not speak your truth in a moment does not mean you cannot speak your truth later. Meaning, when you missed the chance, there is another chance. But the important thing is that you do it in the next possible moment. So you can go back to that person and even prepare yourself to do it. You can write down what you have to say and then say it later. I cannot stress how important that is, because by correcting the action, you're training your truth muscle consciously. And when you do that over and over again, it will build. And more, you will be able to become aware in the very situation. You stop, you breathe, you think, and you speak. And trust me, that really works. Over time, you'll have access to your words right away. Now, before I end the session, this episode, I'll tell you one last reason why your no is gold. You're planting a seed in someone else too. How important are firm but loving no's in life? Not just in relationships, in life, to a boss, to a friend, to a family member. Practicing saying no in any area of life is, again, a big fat yes to yourself, and it will bring you closer to your truth step by step. And truth and being who we truly are is such a gift. As promised, I want to end this episode with a couple of questions I'd like to inspire you with when you're seeing someone new that can help you determine if this is going somewhere good. So just sit down, close your eyes, and start asking yourself, especially after you've just been with that person. Are you able to not lose yourself in daydreaming about this person? And can you keep following your flow of life, such as focused working hours, meeting with your friends, not keeping your schedule open for his or her eventual calls? When you're together, are you thoroughly enjoying the time, and is there only little drama and discussions that, if present, lead to something fruitful? Is this person valuing your time and presence, and do they show investment in the relationship, such as being the one who calls and messages asking for a new date? Are they respecting who you are without suggesting changes in subtle ways? Is he or she honest and engages in communication openly without being secretive about themselves? Where is your emotional home with this person? Are you feeling uplifted, inspired, and happy after you met with them? Are there too many push and pull dynamics happening, or does it feel safe and equal regarding how you both show up in the relationship? Are there games at play where you have to calculate your next move? Or is there a natural flow and you perceive them as reliable? Do you stay realistic in your view about them, or do you catch yourself idolizing them and only see the good stuff? Are you having the important conversations that help you determine if you actually like the person for who they are, instead of simply passing time avoiding all of the hard stuff to not risk the wonderful feelings you're getting from this relationship? And this list could go on, and you might have your own question, but in the end, you only have to ask yourself one thing. Am I feeling good? Am I feeling safe? Am I feeling validated and seen? Am I feeling cared for and loved and accepted for who I am? And if these answers are a resounding yes, then by all means, keep dating them. But if you feel that something is going off track, take a deep breath and speak your truth. What you do now will matter in 5 years down the road, and saying no now will enable you to not lose precious time of your precious life. Don't give in to the instant gratification, knowing that it won't quite feel like that anymore in a couple of months. Be brave and courageous. You've got this. See you in the next episode. Bye.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aaliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com to subscribe and get your free copy of Aaliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by TheRoyalPath.com.